And pass the baskets from the end of the aisle into the center. That's our offering we take every week for Roseburg Junior Academy.
Good morning. I have something to show you. Do you know what this is?
Rock?
Bread?
Rock? Feel it. Feel hard like a rock? It is hard, and it is bread, but it's hard because we have had this underneath our wood stove drying out since December. I wanted to save it so I could, wait, Josie, don't look at it. I wanted to save it because I wanted to use it for children's story. Now, my husband, Trey, and I have a very special tradition that we do at Christmas time. It's one of my favorite things to do, my favorite things about Christmas time. We make little loaves of bread like this, and we make enough for all of our neighbors. And then after the bread is all made, we take one of these little bags and we put it in the plastic bag and we tie it up. And then we take one of these little bags and we put a special stamp on it that talks about Jesus, and we put this in there. And then we gather up all that bread and we put it in our big old baskets. And when my husband comes home on Christmas Eve in the afternoon, we will gather up those big old baskets and we'll sneak to the neighbors' houses and we'll knock on the door or we'll ring the doorbell. We'll put a little loaf of bread there and we'll walk away. Now, sometimes we get caught and sometimes we don't, but they love to get the bread and we have so much fun doing it. Well, this last year, I thought, I have a lot of potatoes. So I want to make them a potato rosemary garlic bread. I've made them cinnamon raisin bread. Do you like that? Mm-hmm. And I've made them the bread that you guys are going to get today, but I hadn't made any potato bread with rosemary and garlic. So I spent a couple days and I got all of the bread made. I got all of the bread made. And when it was all cooled and ready to put in the bags, I got this thought. Wait just a minute. Oh, you have to wait and see. I got this thought. Taste the bread. Now, usually I don't have any extra bread when I make these loaves, but this last Christmas I had a couple extra loaves. And you know, our Heavenly Father is so good about warning us about things that aren't quite right. And I tasted the bread, cut a slice off, and when I tasted it, ooh, it wasn't very good. I couldn't taste the potato. I couldn't taste the garlic. I couldn't taste the rosemary, and the bread was blah. I forgot one of the most important ingredients. I heard it over there.
My bread is soft.
Your bread is soft. Yeah. That's good. Bread's nice to have soft bread. Guess what I forgot? Salt. Now, when we put salt in bread, we don't put a lot in the dough, because you don't need a lot, especially compared to the flour. There's not very much. But it's one of the most important ingredients because it does many things. Wait. You have to be patient. It makes the gluten and the dough elastic so it can stretch more without breaking. It's a natural antioxidant. And so what happens is the salt absorbs the water in the dough, and when it absorbs the water, it keeps the bread fresher longer so it doesn't get quite as stale. But the most important thing it does is it makes all the ingredients in the dough taste good. And way back in the medieval days, there was no salt in the bread. How would you like to have bread with no salt?
I don't know.
It wouldn't be so good, I don't think. Yeah, it'll turn out. But they did that because salt was too expensive and they couldn't afford it. And it wasn't until the end of the 18th century where they started adding salt. You what? Say again.
I like bread with soup.
Like bread with soup.
Oh, you like bread with soup? I like bread with soup too. Oh, do you dip it? It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
Dip it with lettuce.
That's good. I like that. I had all the ingredients that I needed, but I forgot the most important thing in the bread, huh? Wait just a minute. And you know what? Jesus. Nope, you have to wait to have a look. Jesus tells us in his word, the Bible, that he wants us to be salt. Now, what does that mean? Yeah, what? Yeah, that's what he says. Back when there was a sanctuary service? Just a little bit. Back when there was a sanctuary service and the people would bring their sacrifices to the temple and the priest would offer the sacrifices, God told them to always put salt with every sacrifice because that salt represents the righteousness of Jesus, his perfect life. And in order for our life to be accepted by our Heavenly Father, we have to accept Jesus' perfect life. And then we become acceptable to the Father. And he wants us to share that with everybody else so that we will be salt. So, Josie, are you ready? Okay. You got baby chicks? Well, today I'm going to give you a baby something. It's going to be a baby bread. Okay? I brought each of you a loaf of bread so that you can remember to be salt and share Jesus with the rest of the world. Okay? Are you ready? Okay, now don't forget to take up the baskets, but we're going to have prayer after we give you a loaf of bread, okay? Would you like two since there isn't very many people? Oh, Josie, do you see what Josie's doing? She's being a servant. She was sharing. Thank you, Josie. There you go. Josie, would you like another one, honey? Would you like two, one for each hand? And you could share one of these with somebody if you like. Okay. Are you ready to have prayer? Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for giving your life for us. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that makes us like you. Help us to learn to be like you and to share you with others. And help us to remember that you are the most important ingredient in our life that we need. In your name, amen.
I just missed a prayer.